Global stocks are set for their worst week since the 2008 financial crisis. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Another sharp sell-off is underway amid ongoing fears about the impact coronavirus will have on the world economy. Nearly $5 trillion has been wiped off so far from the global stock market this week. Let's run through today's action. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index is down 3.4% after a broad gauge of Asia-Pacific shares dropped 2.7%. U.S. stock futures are pointing to declines of at least 1% at the opening bell on Wall Street. Gold prices are lower after popping 1% in yesterday's session. Investors are piling into government bonds. As the price moves up, the yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note has hit 1.19%. That's the first time in history it's dipped below 1.2%. For the week, crude oil prices have plunged 12%, hitting their lowest level since 2016 on fears about slowing demand. Travel and leisure has been the hardest hit sector on the Stock 600 this week, shedding 19%. That's its worst weekly drop since 2001. The BBC's Matthew Davis explains why.
Forecasting numbers is tricky at the best of times, but with COVID-19 in the mix, it's particularly troublesome, especially for those whose job it is to carry people to the world's destinations and look after them when they get there. As such, airlines, hotels and other travel companies are being hit and hit hard. The International Air Transport Association says the world's airlines could lose $30 billion in revenue this year. Airline capacity, basically the number of occupied seats in the air, is now falling faster than it did during the outbreak of SARS and after 9/11. And the trouble is, airline bosses can only plan so far ahead. Here's Willie Walsh, the chief executive of IAG, the parent company of British Airways, Islands Aer Lingus and Iberia of Spain.
We've made decisions on our long-haul network, principally our Asian network, up until the end of June. And on our short-haul network, we've taken decisions on cancellations and capacity adjustments to the end of March.
And if tourists and businesses are not getting on aeroplanes, they are not arriving in destinations to be put in hotel rooms, fed in restaurants and so on. Occupancy rates in Asia have fallen dramatically. And of course, there is now a big question mark over the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. But Dr. Michael Ryan from the World Health Organization says the prospect of cancelling the Games is a long way off.
If the Games are cancelled, and that's a big if at this point, it's going to be a complicated decision. My guess is it would take more than simply a decision by the IOC and the Tokyo authorities. It would be governments and international agencies saying it is not safe to hold the Games. And we're a long way from that.
Ironically, less than a year ago, one of the issues being discussed in the travel industry was over-tourism. Some cities like Barcelona and Venice were saying that they were struggling to cope with the huge number of tourist arrivals. I'm the BBC's Matthew Davis for Marketplace.
It's not just travel and leisure, but many industries have been impacted by fears about the impact of coronavirus. After such a bruising week, Russ Mould, investment director at AJ Bell, puts the financial market volatility into context.
It's obviously a frightening thing to see. This is such a huge contrast to the calm, serene gains that we've become accustomed to over the last 2 to 3 years, if not the last 10. And I think that's probably why it's having such a big shock. And people have been taking a lot of risk, assuming that things will get better forever. And now they're having to think about a different scenario.
It's the biggest decline since 2008. But where are markets sitting now?
That's a very good question. I mean, the US has now gone back to where it was last October. It's a little bit different depending on where you look. The FTSE 100 is back to where it was in autumn 2016. But the UK hasn't done anywhere near as well as the US anyway. The UK stock market's been paddling sideways for a lot of reasons, much of it down to uncertainty regarding the political situation and Brexit.
Now, is this a sign of something more serious and destabilizing in the markets? Many of Europe's economies have been on the verge of recession. Is this now almost certain?
I wouldn't say it's certain. I think it's an issue that markets are having to look at. Again, if you look at how stock markets work, psychologically at least, there are generally three phases of any bull run or rising share market. The first phase is things have stopped getting worse. That's quite nice. And then the second phase is, look, we can see things getting definitely better. Isn't that lovely? And then the third phase is it's going to get better forever because things are all just fantastic. And that's the phase we've been in for some time now. And you've seen that reflected in Tesla or Beyond Meat or Virgin Galactic or things like Bitcoin or some cannabis stocks. They've all gone bananas. Markets are not yet thinking about the risk of a recession or long-term dislocation to business. The other thing to think about is what will the policy response of the authorities be? We've already seen the Hong Kong government starting to hand out money in its budget. Investors are now almost pricing in a Federal Reserve interest rate cut as a certainty at its meeting in mid-March.
Yeah, exactly. And the Bank of England today, the Governor Mark Carney said things are getting a little tight. So are we likely to see more decisive moves by authorities in the next couple of weeks?
There's a slight contrast. Christine Lagarde, the president of the European Central Bank, she said she doesn't see signs of long-term impact yet. I think they need to be a little bit careful from a financial market point of view, not just to cut rates to support stock markets, because they've done that before. And we saw it in 1998 after the Asian crisis. That actually helped stoke one of the biggest stock market bubbles of all time. So they've got a very, very difficult balancing act between looking to give some confidence, maybe support to the real economy if it needs it, but not just respond because stock markets are having a wobble, because stock markets have only just been retreating from what are basically record highs.
Context and perspective always important in these downturns. Russ Mould, Investment Director at AJ Bell. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of perspective, here's some on points and percentages. Yesterday, the Dow saw its biggest ever point decline when it dropped 1,191 points. On a percentage basis, that's 4.4%. Compare that to Black Monday in 1987 when the Dow dropped 508 points, or 22.6%. No doubt these market moves are significant, but a little context always helps put them into perspective. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.